Good evening with a look at your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Olin McKenzie has entered a guilty plea in connection with multiple offences. Appearing before Chief Magistrate the Honourable Angeline Hernandez today, McKenzie admitted to theft and criminal trespassing stemming from a May 2025 incident in West Bay. He also pled guilty to possessing a small quantity of ganja in the vicinity of the Georgetown Police Station. The court has directed that an updated social inquiry report be prepared before sentencing. Mr. McKenzie is scheduled to return to court for sentencing on the 2nd of March. Colin Taylor has also entered a guilty plea in court. He admitted to using threatening or abusive language to a woman known to him at a location in Bodentown in August last year. No reports have been ordered and Taylor could learn his fate before the end of the week. Levi Powell will face trial in March for a charge of obtaining property by deception related to the sale of a car with his girlfriend. Mr. Powell denies that he gave the impression that the car was his and that he was selling it on behalf of his girlfriend. The allegation is that Mr. Powell accepted a down payment on the car from an interested party totaling $1,200. He'll stand trial on the 11th of March. In other local news, the Cabinet of the Cayman Islands has outlined its latest decision in a post-summary meeting from its 14th January sitting. The document covers funding changes, board appointments, legislative drafting instructions, and recent economic reports. Radio Cayman's April Cummings reports.
Cabinet confirmed earlier approvals granted by circulation in late December 2025. Those include the animals exemption for purposes of conservation order and supplementary funding for the Ministry of Health, Environment and Sustainability to be reported to Parliament under the Public Management and Finance Act 2020 revision. Transfers and reallocations of appropriations were also confirmed, involving the Ministry of Finance and Economic Development, the Ministry of District Administration and Home Affairs, the Ministry of Youth, Sports, Culture and Heritage, the Ministry of Social Development and Innovation, as well as the Ministries of Planning, Lands, Agriculture, Housing and Infrastructure, Education and Training, and Financial Services and Commerce. Cabinet confirmed appointments to the Management Board of the Cayman Islands National Museum, the National Pensions Board, and the Board of Governors of the University College of the Cayman Islands. Alongside the appointments, Cabinet also dealt with a series of legislative and regulatory matters. Cabinet confirmed the Postal Amendment Regulations 2025 and the Legal Services Admission Qualifications Order 2025, along with regulations. Cabinet approved appointments to the Trade and Business Licensing Board and to the Trade and Business Licensing Appeals Tribunal. Cabinet approved the issuance of drafting instructions to amend the Customs Tariff Act 2023 revision and the Customs and Border Control Visas Entry and Landing Regulations 2025. Cabinet confirmed the purchase of lands for future public road improvement works, an exemption from planning permission for the construction of the Agriculture Commercial Center, and a lease of commercial floor space for the Ministry of Youth, Sports, Culture, and Heritage. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, April. You can see the detailed summary online at gov.ky. Rising costs have members of the Public's Accounts Committee asking the Ministry of Education about their assistance programs. Here's Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller with more.
With an extra $2 million earmarked during the 2026 and 27 budgets, the Ministry of Education is reviewing its Early Childhood Care and Education Assistance Program to make sure that money is benefiting the right people.
The reason that we're doing this review is to ensure that the people who need it most have access.
Chief Officer Satonia Cacho says the review is needed in the face of rising education costs.
That review is on the way now, and that includes speaking to partner with the Department of Financial Assistance, who also provide some level of funding for persons, clients that they assist, so that we can ensure that the persons that need it most have the full level of funding or as close to it to be able to access quality early childhood care and education.
An example, a child care center costs $1,200 a month and a family is given $600 in assistance, a percentage of the cost. But that doesn't really help them because they can't afford the remaining $600 to actually send the child to the center.
And so those are the things that we're looking to address so that the persons who need it most, who are not able to afford it, have access to quality childhood care and education.
When is that review supposed to be completed?
Q1 of this year. We've just gone through the process of mapping out all of our projects for education and setting deadlines. So that one is due for Q1. We want it in time for the opening of the ECAT registration process.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. You can watch the full proceedings online on the CIG TV YouTube channel. Radio Cayman's evening news. The Infrastructure Ministry puts out feelers for a consultant to help bundle three existing departments into a singular transport agency. Radio Cayman's Paula Kahl reports.
An invitation has been officially gazetted on government's Bonfire Hub procurement website looking for consultants or firms that can provide project management services for an upcoming organizational restructuring initiative. It aims to merge the Public Transportation Unit, the Department of Vehicle and Driver's Licensing, and the National Roads Authority into a single transport agency or authority. The expression of interest says this move comes after an organizational review that recommended consolidating these entities. The goal of the merger is to, quote, enhance governance, improve operational efficiencies, harness integrated technology, and elevate public service delivery. The EOI says transition will be done through a multi-year transformation program. The upcoming request for proposals will include project governance, cabinet submissions, and day 1 to day 100 launch readiness. The Infrastructure Ministry puts out feelers for a consult to help bundle three existing departments into a transport agency. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Paul Akal.
Thank you, Paul. The tender closes on the 11th of February. The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service is highlighting a post-secondary scholarship opportunity for Caymanian students interested in a professional career in policing and public service.
Successful acceptance on this program will enable participants to work closely with RCIPS while studying, receiving mentorship and support through the three-year program. At a conclusion, the degree students will be able to join RCIPS in a full-time capacity as police officers.
Assistant Commissioner Rob Atkin tells Radio Cayman eligible Caymanian students can apply for funding to pursue a Bachelor's of Science professional policing degree at the University of Portsmouth in England. To take advantage, potential students will need to be accepted to the university. They also need to meet the eligibility requirements for an overseas post-secondary government scholarship, which has a deadline of the 31st of January. Head over to moescholarships.gov.ky for the application and to port.ac.uk for more on the educational program itself. Finally, the National Trust for the Cayman Islands is putting a new twist on fundraising with a 12-piece limited edition Blue Lagartos collection created by jeweler Susan Foster and environmental advocate Celine Castillo.
We were quite thrilled when Ms. Foster came in and said that she wanted to give back to her islands of her heritage, and she wanted to do that by helping the National Trust for the Cayman Islands.
National Trust Executive Director Frank Rolston says Ms. Foster drew inspiration from the blue iguanas, the wild banana orchid, and other iconic Cayman species, creating beautiful pieces that double as a reminder of what the Trust is working to protect.
They reflect unique things from the Cayman Islands, so it's not something that you could go out and just buy anywhere. At the same time, I think they're beautiful in their own right.
All net proceeds above production cost go to the National Trust, supporting its work across Cayman's natural historic sites. The collection will be featured at the National Trust Blue Tie Dinner. Tickets for the event are limited. You can find out more online at nationaltrust.org.ky. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. Have a good evening.